My name is David.
And I'm David too, otherwise known as Zach.
Otherwise known as Zach.
Yep.
My clone.
We're back.
And I'm Zach too, otherwise known as David.
Whoa, that's super confusing.
It is.
We're like, you could say, augments of each other in our in our friendship.
Oh.
This is the second time.
The data to my lore.
Yeah. Or the...
The Noonan Soong to my Dr. Phlox.
Oh, we could be buds. Wow, someone is sneezing heavy out there. That was me this morning, good God. Oh, yep, the dogs heard the sneeze. Can't have sneezes like that in this day and age, let me tell you. We are the Star Companion, the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
Yes, sir.
What do we do here, Dave?
We review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate.
Yes, we do.
Today, we are in the throes of Season 4 of Enterprise.
That's right.
Episode 5.
Yes, sir.
Cold Station 12.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Presumably, Stardate is 0518-215.4, and it appeared to be the day after.
There you go.
It was from a to-be-continued. So what? So Soong left with his filthy augment children.
Well, before we start, don't we have some packs?
Oh.
We got some card packs.
That's right. We can do the packs. I forgot.
I love card packs.
Clearly.
Probably won't forget about those. And if I do, send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com, and we'll send you two packs instead of one.
Only if he forgets.
Yeah.
And if you get an auto, what is it? You got to send us $50.
Yeah, and an apology.
And an apology. The apology is the second most important part to the sending the auto back.
And it better be sincere.
Yeah. Handwritten in blood.
I better see some, yeah.
Okay, what do I got here? I've got Ensign Row. Oh, these kind of stick together. These are,
yeah.
Ensign Row with some filthy looking bastard.
Sticky.
What the hell is this? Picard marrying someone?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this episode at all.
Is that Deanna Troi's mom?
No, that's not Luxana.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Wherever she is, she's pretty.
Power play. So these are just episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, these are next-gen episodes. Unification 1, that was a good episode.
Yep.
New Grounds. Oh, that's Worf's mom and Alexander. Worf's mom.
He likes the peaches. Or what does he eat? Prunes? Prune juice.
Borscht.
Borscht.
Ensign Row again, but a different... iteration. She was cute.
Yeah, she was.
The Silicon Avatar. Yet another demonic tree come from...
I don't know if I've seen that one.
I'm sure you have. Just a demonic just tree. Just dismiss you like that?
Yeah.
Some sort of demonic, like, mineral type.
I haven't seen that one. You have. And what's that one?
Violations. Episode 112.
Is that Sean Penn? It's like Sean Penn.
That does look like Sean Penn. Unclear.
We'll get there.
Remains to be seen.
So in my pack, I've got episode 108, which is where Spock comes and hangs out with Picard, and looks like Riker chokes a Ferengi.
Tight.
We got this one, Mission Chronology. Next Phase and Time's Arrow, Part 1. Oh, and also Inner Light. Deanna Troi is hugging young Alexander in the holodeck.
Oh, is this Terminator?
Yeah. We got episode 114, where the threat of the Lycians.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
at all.
Either, but that's it looks like our friend Worf is turning into a Terminator. His skin's being burned off. We got ethics with Troi and a. Another doctor looking at a floating spine.
Uh-huh. That's Hugh.
We got a repeat, episode 123. Hugh, he's Borg. We got another repeat. We got Guinan, played by Whoopi Goldberg, the eyebrowless actress.
Okay, I'm glad we brought that up.
Yeah.
She doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah.
You want to go on an 8-minute tangent about her not having eyebrows?
We got episode 101, where looks like Worf is back in his Klingon regalia.
Tight.
And then we got a Season 5 Checklist A. Checklist A.
Oh, cool.
Boom.
Yeah, if you want the checklist, that's $100.
Yes. And if you want any of those other cards that we mentioned, let us know.
Yeah.
This Sean Penn one looks just like Sean Penn.
Yeah, maybe you could tell us. We've also got...
No, it's not Sean Penn.
We've got stickers.
We've got...
Did we talk about what we do here?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We're ready to go?
All right.
We're already rolling into it.
All right, get me in, dude. Engage, pilot.
So, 11 years earlier.
Uh-oh, what happened?
At an Android indoctrination center. Right?
It's a re-education center? Yeah.
That's how the episode starts. It says 11 years earlier.
Yeah.
But you have Soong with darker hair a little bit near the top. Talking to Augment, saying, you guys are people too.
Augments are people too, okay?
Except for that one guy named Schmike.
Schmike. Udar.
Udar. Chid.
Udar was,
Chad without an A.
Udar had, he's a special needs boy.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of augments. You know, he's basically, humans are special needs boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of them.
He sure is.
I hope he gets to live a long, healthy life.
Yeah, he's young, he's virile.
Uh-huh. He's got a mop of a head.
He does. He's ready for school, even though he doesn't know what that is, and he's afraid he'll be thrown... Prison. I'll be thrown into prison.
But I don't want to go to prison, Dad. New dad. Dad's new dad for him, for sure.
So, like I was saying, Noong, yeah, Dad is new dad.
Go ahead.
Reed's
the kind of guy who, when you turn on the lights, he still uses a flashlight. When Reed gets on a boat, he wonders why the boat isn't on another boat. He just likes to double down on things.
He does.
You know? There's something about using two forks.
So funny.
And that's something that Reed would like to know. You know, Reed, I don't know if you knew this, but the international intergalactic coxswain, Lieutenant Malcolm Reed, he uses multiple utensils, but just stacked on top of each other to double the effectiveness, like using a flashlight in an already lit room.
Ugh. The fuck?
I know.
Was that when they're down investigating?
Uh-huh.
He also does not do a good job checking.
No, he does not.
He kind of like looks around the corner. Oh, it looks clear. And then someone runs away and he's like, wait, get him.
Hey, you. Who he sees from an impossible angle.
Yeah.
Through a tiny crack.
So they go to the indoctrination center and it's, of course, abandoned at this point. Meanwhile, Dr. Noonan Soong and crew of augments are heading off to a little place called Cold Station 12.
Tight.
Which is where Phlox's good buddy, Lewis...
Dr. Lucas.
Dr. Lucas is stationed. And they're the leader of the augments. His name is Malik. He's kind of turning evil, though. Maybe he's going to be like a Darth Malik pretty soon.
Or like, you know, filled with malice.
Oh.
We're riffing.
But he says... You know, when we get there, we're going to have to kill people. And Soong is like, no, nobody's getting killed. Does that sound okay, Malik? And he says, yeah, sure, whatever, Robo Dad.
Whoa. Are you a robot, Dad? Yeah, I've seen you before, and you got green paint on. Yeah, apparently Soong couldn't augment clothes from deteriorating.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Couldn't augment clothes. What? Oh, yeah.
There it
That's
is.
A good point. Yeah.
You
what
know.
The fuck is up with their dress? That one chick's, like, boob is, like, popping out.
Uh-huh.
Not that I was looking, but, you know, just I'm...
I get it.
I'm concerned.
I do get it.
So, that happens. Later.
Filthy Smike.
Smike shows up. Chid. And they... all eventually end up meeting up at Cold Station 12. And I really like the idea of how, you know, as they're going towards Cold Station 12, Malik is kind of plotting, you know, and he's starting to plot against Soong, and he says, you know, well, he is a human after all. you know, and we're augments, so shouldn't we kill him? And the chick that he's hanging out with is like, yeah, I don't think like that. He's our dad, and you can tell he's thinking like that still.
Wow.
But I just love that idea of how, like, you know, this, I mean, this is kind of like an archetype, you know, of the finding the father. Mm-hmm. But then when you find the father,
he's not everything you wanted him to be.
Exactly. And so now wanting to kill him or get rid of him, you know, that's like, that's such a human archetype.
You know who that wouldn't happen with?
Who's that?
For sure, Jeffrey Combs.
Mm.
He wouldn't do that to me. He'd be a good, solid dad when I found him.
You would be quite pleased with his dadding.
I think so. What do you know? Do you know about his dadding?
He might. Is he? Does he have kids?
I don't know, but he's got one right here. If he wants it.
I gotta look this up.
Okay, while he's looking that up, I've got a few things to say.
Do it.
Udar, a.k.a. Smike. That's dumb Rick from Rick and Morty.
It is.
So sad. And then Phlox is going to be so pissed when he finds out his people have been attacked.
Yeah.
So, he wants to get down there, and Phlox is pretty much ready to get his dick wet with some weapons. God bless him.
Yes, sir.
And then I think one of my favorite, sucker punch scenes ever is in this this episode.
Mm-hmm.
When the chick that Malik is with... Persis is her name, I think.
Persis, yep.
She fucking uppercuts that Starfleet dude in the last week, dude. That was a filthy fucking uppercut.
Well, and it's kind of a funny interaction because she kind of steals a Denobulan ship. And he walks in and he says, hey, you can't come in here. And she says, why not? And he says, because you're not Denobulan.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no shit. Bah!
Uppercut.
And he flips, too.
No, I know. Yeah. She uppercut the shit out of that dude. I liked how dad was showing Smike his real parents and the photo of his real dad, Miles, or Father Miklios or whatever.
This is your grandfather. It's you with an old-timey goatee and a pipe.
Dude, well, what the fuck is... They got a photo of his grandfather from the Three Musketeers? What the hell is that?
And this is your grandmother. It's you. But with a female wig and a bra stuffed with two balled up socks.
What the fuck? Those are the dumbest photos they could have ever picked.
I'm so glad you picked up on that. This is your dad back in the French Revolution. How fucking old is his dad? Or his grandfather? So on board Cold Station 12, we find out who this kind of elusive doctor is, Dr. Lucas.
I forget the name of this actor, but they couldn't have picked a more spot-on person that would need a friend from Dr. Phlox.
Dude, it's Tom Smikowski from Office Space.
There you go.
Working on his intergalactic jump to conclusions, Matt. And this one, he's getting gas, too.
Yeah, oh
remember
my
when
God,
he's sitting
yeah.
in the car? Yeah. His wife comes home, he's like, I'm just going to work, honey.
Yeah, what a sweet guy. He could be my dad.
Mm-hmm. I'm a people person. What don't you people understand? He has that kind of goofy, I need a friend look.
No, you're right. Absolutely. He's perfect for Phlox.
So they're trying to get some information out of Tom Smikowski.
Yeah, they need the password to get into the embryo storage.
They're trying to birth more augments.
Yeah.
And
more.
They start playing a little hardball with a little Cymbeline blood burn.
Uh-oh, has that ever happened to you?
Has it? And it kind of gets out of hand. They kill somebody.
They kill a guy.
They kill a guy.
Yeah.
He's Indian, too.
Malik's not a... Malik, you know, he's a little bit of a cold-blooded killer.
Dad shows up out of nowhere after they tell him to leave, which he doesn't, of course.
Why would Dad leave? He's Dad.
Yeah. And Dr. Soon is like, hey... What are you doing here? And he's like, I'm here to stop you from helping people who, you know, think they're better than other people. And he says, I don't need history lessons. And then Dad starts handing out moral lessons and dad lessons and kicking ass lessons, too.
That's right. That's right. He's a good fighter for a human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too bad it's no match for an augment.
Yeah.
That happens. But anyway, they end up throwing Phlox in.
Not my sweet Phlox.
Into the tube of pathogen.
Does he get tortured?
No.
Oh, thank God.
He was about to be, though. But, you know, his best friend Lucas gave the code to the augments.
to the embryos.
It happens.
And so with embryos in hand, they start heading out and they say, get in that room, everybody. We'll lock you in here while we fly away. And Dad says, okay, yeah, sure. Just kidding. Time to kick ass. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh, wait, never mind. It looks like he's going to kick ass, then he doesn't, then he kicks ass, and then he doesn't.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, no, I got it.
And then they kill poor Ched, poor Schmike.
Yeah, they fucking murdered Schmike, dude. And it's unfortunate, because right beforehand, he goes, do you think I can be any help out there, new Dad? And Dad goes, if I did, do you think I'd bring you along, sweet boy? Of course you can help us out there. And when we get back, we can play catch with my water ball polo thing. We just got to get it from T'Pol. I just gave it to her because she's a new commander.
I've got a dog. What's dogs?
Yeah, what are dogs? Well, you can play with him. His name is Porthos. Porthos? Isn't that a character mean? From the Three Musketeers? Is that...
Has that ever happened to you?
Is that where you got that photo of my grandfather? Is that even real?
Wait, was my... grandfather?
Is this my grandfather? Am I related to this dog?
He looks just like me.
And then Dad kills Smike because he's a shitty augment and not and barely even a Starfleet commander.
Yeah.
Because he's related to a dog.
Yeah.
And then Dad heel turns and releases the embryos into the world.
And he calls him by his slave name, Udar.
Oh. Wow. First mission back's a real doozy, huh?
It is.
And then, there was the classical shoot the interface with the phaser to open it up in this episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I don't know if Jeffrey Combs has any kids.
Oh, you didn't get to the bottom of that?
No, I just stopped looking.
Oh. There's hope for me yet.
Yep.
Yeah, so then what happens? They get away.
They get away, and it's a three-parter.
Turns out it's a three-parter.
Dad has to save the station from blowing up. Roll credits, bitch.
Boom. But, not boom, because it didn't blow up.
Nope, not yet. Boom is in, boom, that's what Dad gets done.
Dad gets stuff done.
Yeah. If you like what you heard, head on over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
Boom.
Send us a few bucks.
Yeah, boom.
Look at these cards.
We got cards.
We got cards, baby.
We got packs.
Go back and listen to the last, four or five episodes. If there's a few cards that you want, let us know and we'll send them to you. What are they doing? They're just sitting here taking up space for my drinks.
Yeah. Coasterless drinks.
Coasterless. This one doesn't sweat.
Okay.
That's why I put this one here.
I winked at the camera.
Yeah.
Doesn't
sweat.
Yeah. Send us an email. thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep. That's it. Adios, folks.
Stay safe.